why and where it comes up with. We even talk about when you have a phobia and how to desensitize yourself. And that is just one step at a time. You just one step at a time, maybe a day every now and then when you feel like, make sure you, as a matter of fact, if you can make sure about once a week to maybe once a day, if you can think about that problem, think about that thing that concerns you, that scares you. And if it's spiders, don't go try to find a spider and pick it up. But ask God to reveal to you why you're scared of spiders. Have you ever noticed sometimes when people get angry or when they lose it, they even though they might be 40 or 50 years old, they act like they're 10. You ever seen somebody like that? They act like they're 10. You know why they act like they're 10? It's because something happened when they were about around that age and they never dealt with it. And so now when they, no matter how old they are, mentally they go back, their reactions are of a 10-year-old. Okay. What I'm saying is, so if you know somebody like that, matter of fact, if you're like that, what I want you to do is I want you to ask God, say, Holy Spirit, show me what it was when I was, you know, whatever age it was, show it to me and help me to put it on the table and us, you and me, God, deal with it. And you'll see it will come out a whole lot better. All right, here we go. This last night, church phobias. No longer terribly afraid. Do you have a persistent irrational fear that won't go away? It's excessive out of proportion to the actual degree of threat, and it's affecting every area of your life, curtailing your activities and suffocating your joy. God wants to empower you to move from the pandemonium of panic to peace. And it says in Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So here's how you exchange panic for peace. All right, here's what we're going to do tonight. I want you to think about a situation that you really don't like to be around and it causes you to panic. All right? Every last one of us have those situations where we may have, it might not necessarily be a phobia, but it still bothers you to the point that it brings you to panic. Do not raise your hand and say what it is. I just want you to think about it because I'm going to show you how to move from panic to peace, all right? And the way we do it is we're going to use Psalm 23. The Lord wants to lead you out of fear and into faith and trusting his strong protective hand rather than flimsy refuge of your fear-lined ditch walls. Remember we talked about the ditch walls? The path to recovery begins with focusing on the Lord rather than the object of your fear. Then peace, not panic, will rule your life. So here it is. I'm going to read it first. I want to read it a few different versions of it. I just love different versions of Psalm 23. All right. let's get over to Psalm 23. Electronics are cool, but they are aggravating. Okay. All right. Okay. So now, this is from the Message. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from, true to your word. You let me catch my breath. You send me in the right direction. You let me catch my breath. Wow. Have you ever just, you're so panicky that you can't even breathe. If you find yourself he lets you catch your breath. All right, here's what I want y'all to do right now. And if you're thinking about that thing that really brings panic to you, here's what I want you to do. You're thinking about them. Maybe it's just a situation you're going through right now. Here's what I want you to do. With me, I want you to breathe in through your nose deeply, the duration I do it, and then hold it and take your hand once you hold it. Once you catch your breath, hold it in. I want you to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then I want you to release it slowly through your mouth. Okay? It'll bring your blood pressure down. It will help get blood to your system, to your brain. It'll help get oxygen to you so you can actually just chill. So watch this now. I'm gonna do it once just to show you, then we're gonna do it together. Ready? I'm in a situation that's really bothering me. Maybe by the court, waiting to go into court. Or maybe I'm getting ready to go into a surgical room. I'm getting ready to be operated on. That's what happened when I was being operated on. Or I'm getting to watch my level be operated on. Or the worst feeling in the world, the worst feeling I ever had up to that point was going in the funeral home and seeing my mama in that coffin for the first time. Okay? And so before I went in, I did this. This is what y'all got to do. Watch, watch. Do it with me. Ready? I do it several times. All right, ready to do it again. Ready? Hook. With me now. Ready? Makes you feel calmer already. Don't you? Yeah, it'll help a headache. It'll help your headache. It'll help your blood pressure. If you're not able to breathe, it'll help you to breathe. That, honestly, because you're putting brain, you're sending oxygen right straight. I mean, you're sending oxygen right straight to you, okay? So look, you help me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through the valley, Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. That's the message version of Psalm 23. And of course, I want to read another version. All right, this here is the New Living Translation. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Wow. We got all we need. And he's going to talk about it right here. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So now, let's go ahead and look now. We got the King James Version up here. You watch this. Again, we're going to do some exercises, I want you to literally do these exercises. If you're in my office and you're saying, I can't stand it, something's got me tore up, and I just don't know how I'm handling it, I would walk with you through this, but instead of walking through you individually, we're walking through all together. All right? And I do this stuff myself. This is not just something I tell people to do. I do it myself. Okay? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. That's not the King James Version. That's fine. That's not the King James Version. I'm sorry. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Inside, I had so many copies of different versions. I was just, okay? What looked good is what I put down there. Right, that's right. You're right. You're correct. All right. The Lord is my shepherd, and I appreciate you checking me on that. That's awesome. Thank you. That's impressive. Well, it's probably the same in the songbook too. But there you go, because it's in the songbook somewhere. All right, ready? The Lord is my shepherd. This is putting in easier words. I shall not be in want. Imagine a grassy pasture in which the Lord is with you. I remember as a little boy living in Merritt, we had several acres of grass, a grassy pasture, had four heifers in there. And I remember sometimes, and even in the wintertime when it was straw, I would love just to go out there sometimes and just laying. And you couldn't see anything around you, all you could see was the sky. When you laid in that pasture, guess what? It cut off all the distractions. Because all you could see was that high grass. In the wintertime, all you could see was the straw. And at nighttime, all you could see was the straw. It was the stars. Yeah. So can you imagine God taking you and you're getting ready to go, like I said, you're getting ready to go to the nursing home to see somebody, you're getting ready to go to the funeral home, you're going to go to the hospital. You're getting ready to have to handle something you didn't want to handle. And so you just sit back for a minute. Then you breathe in exercises. After you breathe in exercises, you take Psalm 23 And this is something you can put it in your Bible, but you don't have to even have it. All you do is know this. Remember this. Imagine the green grassy pasture, because see, that's what he wants you to have. Something that's going to be supportive to you and give you strength and energy. A grassy pasture. Slowly say five times, "The Lord is my shepherd." But here's how I want you to do it. Each time you say it, I want you to highlight a different word, like this. The Lord is my shepherd. 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 Awesome. Now think about it. You're maxed out. You're trying to breathe. You're getting all anxious because of what's going on around you, because of the situation. And you go, wait a minute. He's already got this covered. He's already got this. And so now I'm gonna imagine that grassy pasture. I'm gonna think about the time when I was 10, 12, 13 years old, looking up with the grass all around me, and just looking up and seeing the clouds and clouds in the daytime, or the stars at night. Not worried about all the things around me. It was just so always so peaceful. And even if it was so cold, I couldn't stand to be out there. I put my hood on and still lay down there, just to feel the comfort of that peace. So let's try it together. Ready? The Lord is my shepherd. 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 A shepherd walks along beside you. He's not a hireling. He walks along beside you. He fights for you. He feeds you. He takes care of you. He watches you. He leads you. He guides you. A hireling is just there for whatever he can get out of it, out of you. The shepherd's there, whatever he can do to help you. There's a difference. A hireling's helping himself. A shepherd's helping you. And I thank God that he's my shepherd. Verse number 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. Let me just tell you something. Now, sheep are scared of running water. If they get around running water, they will run. They cannot stand. So they won't even drink, because they're not going to drink from running water. So the shepherd would go and take some rocks or sticks, and he would build a little dam. And then the water would cease to flow where that little dam was at. If he had to, he made a little pond out of the rocks. So he had that one little spot. No matter how everything else was flowing, that one little spot was still water. Because the sheep were not afraid of still water. Because running water would cause them to get off balance and drown. They'd fall in the water, they'd drown. So here it is. Just imagine a pool of calm water with all the things going around, crazy as it is. Just remember, as crazy as it's already gotten, God has gone down and got you some quiet, relaxing, refreshing water. Wow. Just what we've already done so far, don't you even feel peaceful? Just what we just talked about? Can you imagine if you're in the heat of battle, you keep this and use it? Wow. If you got somebody, you know somebody's having problems, you want more copies of this, let me know. We'll make you all the copies you want. We'll give it all away. Give it away. We want to get people to find some peace. He restores my soul, verse 3. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now again, when a sheep would get wet, or when they ate too much, they would have a tendency to fall over, tip over. If they fell over, they couldn't get back up. They would roll over on their back, their bellies would fill with gas, and they would lay there till they literally exploded. And so the shepherd would come along, and he would see the sheep on its back, helpless, getting full of gas, and going to explode if it don't get some help. It's going to die, caressing the internal organs. So he goes and picks up the sheep and puts it back up on its feet. You know what that's called? He's restoring its soul. That's what restoring your soul means. Put you back on your feet. So when you're going through these things that's got you down, got you tore up, got you all to pieces, you've got a Heavenly Father who is there to pick you up. First, he's going to calm you. And after he calms you, then he's going to actually put you back on your feet. Wow. That's so awesome. So now, I want you to take several deep breaths and slowly, again, we're going to do the breath. When I say deep breaths, You can do the breathing exercise, but do it a couple times. Here you are, you're in the heat of battle, you're off your feet. You're feeling like, oh man, I'm not going to make it this time. This is too hard. Then take several deep breaths and slowly say five times. And all right, listen, ready? And we're going to say it this way, a different word, like we did before. Ready? What first is breathe in. A good old deep breath. You want to do it slow, because if you do it fast, you're going to hyperventilate. Then you're not going to be any good, because you'll be going, hey, where'd everybody go? And here, watch this now. Ready? Say it with me. My shepherd restores my soul. 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 And when you think about soul, here's what I want you to think about. Think about this. Not only just think about it as your inside, but think about your ability to think. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and the love and the sound mind. That word sound mind means the ability to think under pressure. So when he restores your soul, he gives you that ability to think under pressure. Again, when you put this stuff in modern vernacular and think about these words in the Hebrew and Greek and what they're talking about, man, it just brings a whole different avenue. Then, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There was a valley of the shadow of death. There really was. It was a ravine up in the mountains of Israel. And this ravine was very narrow. And you had to walk through it at the right time of day to have light to walk through there. But when you walk through there, you cast a big shadow. And going through there, it was terrible because it was the wrong move you were doing. But the shepherd was there with his rod and his staff. With his rod he led you, and if you fail, with his staff he grabbed you with the hook, picked you up, and put you back. So everything was fine. So, realize that. Remember this. Always remember, no matter what kind of situation you're in, you are not trapped. See, that's what brings phobias when you think you're trapped. I'm trapped. So every time I get in a situation, I'm trapped. No, I'm not trapped. All right? So, slowly say, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Just say it. I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Say it again. I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Some of y'all need to put this in your Bible. I mean now, because you need it now. Okay? Or you know somebody that needs it now. And if you know somebody needs it now, we've got more copies right here. You can carry them with you. If there's ain't enough copies, hold on, I'll go make copies for you. Because people need this, right? This is probably going to, just like fear was probably very eye-opening and very enlightening and lightening us. This here lightens us because you've already had all that first part. This brings this really strong, right? So now, verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Now let me just say something. The way the anoints my head with oil, that's what I want to focus on. The sheep constantly had parasites all over, especially around their face. Because they got his hair everywhere else, right here. So the parasites are all around their face, the bugs and the flies, and they're going around. And the sheep don't have a long tail like a cow does. So the shepherd is responsible to keep the sheep from being eaten up by these parasites, which causes them, sheep will actually go crazy. When the flies are around their head and other parasites, sheep will lose their mind. And they will run off and do some stupid things. They will run off into the water and drown just trying to get them off of their face, off their head. Some of us right now, some of the fears has got us to where we can't even think. But that fear has got us, we can't even think. And so what the shepherd would do is, he would anoint the head with oil. When he anointed the head with oil, it kept the parasites off of the sheep because it protected them. God anoints our head with oil. We have the Holy Spirit. It will protect us, bounce things right off of us. All right? So say this five times, the same way with a different word. The Lord is my protector. 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 Wow. When you say this stuff, this is powerful, because now what you're doing is you're speaking. When you open that mouth, once you open that mouth, I'm going to tell you what you're doing. And you keep repeating this in this way. What you're doing is you're replacing, watch this, you are replacing peace for that panic. You're speaking directly to your spirit. You are pouring into your spirit, and you are actually talking. I mean, you are actually transforming your psyche. Did you know that? This is not some kind of mumbo jumbo, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. This is God's word. And of course, there's been some ideas about what's coming up next, but until we get all that straight, over the next few weeks, after this, we're just going to say, I know what you said, but what did God say? Remember, Peter Herman said, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but who am I? Or what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but who am I? Okay, so ours is going to be, next week, it's going to be, okay, I heard what you said, but what does God say? And we're going to talk about the word, how to apply the word to our situation. Okay? And here we go. Number six. We're almost through. Isn't this cool though? But hadn't this been so beneficial? Don't you even feel peaceful right now? It's amazing. All right. Surely goodness and mercy. It's got love here. Surely goodness and mercy. And you used to say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. And I always put surely goodness together. It meant surely, for a fact, mercy and grace. Mercy and grace will follow me all days of my life. It was. It was cool, weren't it? It was. That was fun. And I've heard about that a lot ever since. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank the Lord for the way He will use each fearful situation for good in your life. Think about it. No matter how bad it looks, God will use it for good in your life. And here's your prayer for peace. Dear God, and when you're going through something, I want you to use this. Again, put this in your Bible. If this is too big, I'll make some smaller copies. But I'm going to tell you what would really be cool is if you take this or get a smaller copy of it and laminate it. Maybe I can do that for everybody. I can make this into two on one page instead of one on one page and laminate it, and then you can put it in your Bible so you won't lose it. But here it is. Okay. Dear God, my glasses, the screws were coming out, and I couldn't even see my glasses to put my screws in. I had to give them to Don. Don had to put my screws in because, and then Don said, I know you already had some screws loose, but I didn't know your glasses were. Dear God, I thank you that you are my shepherd. You guide me, you protect me, you give me your peace. And His peace is beyond all comprehension. You are the one who restores my soul. You know my weaknesses and the times I've caved into fear. Now in my weakness, I will choose to rely on your strength. You are my shepherd. I am choosing to rely on your power to move from fear to faith. As I turn my fear over to you, use it for good in my life to remind me of my conditional need for you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. And remember, God's not just going to take it all away from you. God wants you to lean on Him. There's a difference. If He takes it all away from you, you'll have a tendency not to lean on Him. Okay? He still wants you to lean on Him. And sometimes you say, well, God, why don't you take this stuff away from me? I ask you to. Well, if He took it away from you, you wouldn't be leaning on Him. Remember, you can hear God better. You can hear God louder in the dark than you can in the light. awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Happy Gilmore, yep. Okay. That makes sense. Well, his movies, Adam Sandler's movies do, the ones I've seen, I hadn't seen all of them, but the ones I've seen, although they're funny, they still have a lot of truth and a lot of things to learn in them. Sort of like, you know, there's a lot of movies like that. Certain actors, when they do certain things, they bring out something different to it. Wow, that was awesome. If you focus on your fear, your panic will increase. If you focus on your faith, your heart will be at peace. Any comments, questions? The Lord's blessing, that's a blessing. Why am I right here? Who wants the next one? How many you want? You can have more than one.